Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And before we get underway with our next interview, we want you to join us online at Twitter at eRadio Sports or eRadiosports.com because it is time for the fastest 2 hours in radio as we continue. We're going to head out now to the National League Central. We're going to get the scoop on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it has been a while, but very big expectations on the Pirates this year, what they may be able to accomplish this season. Of course, manager Clint Hurdle, they have their sights and their goals set very high. We all remember well last season, that very strong finish, winning 94 games. In fact, they ended that 20 consecutive years of losing records, beating Cincinnati in the NL wildcard game before losing to the Cardinals. And I know tonight they are playing the Brewers, but this evening we're going to welcome in Steve Zients. He is the sports editor at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Since 2003, he's a big-time Pirates fan, and he has a new book that we're going to be promoting this evening by our good friends at Triumph Books. It is titled 100 Things Pirate Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It is Steve's first time on the show. Good evening, Steve. Welcome aboard.
Good evening, Elissa. I appreciate you having me.
Well, we appreciate you joining us on a Friday night. So we want to get your insight and a scout's take on this year, because I know there is a ton of optimism and very high expectations on perhaps what might happen as the season unfolds. And that all happens when you have those strong runs like the end of last season and advancing to the playoffs. Tell us about it. What's your expectations?
Well, I actually predicted them to fall back just a little bit, maybe 88 wins. Certainly not going to be another losing season like we endured here for 20 years. And believe me, those were, for a lot of people around here, those were the dark ages. But even though they didn't make a lot of changes since last year, and they lost A.J. Burnett, they lost Marlon Byrd, they lost Justin Morneau. Those were all big parts of the run to the playoffs last year. I still think that their pitching is strong enough that they can do some damage in the Central, as they showed last weekend when they took 2 or 3 from the Cardinals.
It's interesting you bring up the point. This is a team that is loaded with a lot of talent, not a ton of changes that took place. And I think one of the best parts when you really zero in on the Pittsburgh Pirates is their farm system. I mean, it's strong and it's percolating with a number of up-and-coming, some very special players. Would you agree?
I would. The expectation this year is, when is Gregory Polanco, a right fielder, going to arrive? He's had a great start at Triple A Indianapolis, and I think that most everyone expects to see him here sometime in June, maybe July. But I think that he will make his debut at PNC Park this year.
Steve Zients, the sports editor at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and not a ton of change that has taken place with the Pirates, but they did lose some offense from last season. Do you believe that they will score enough runs to compete against the Cardinals or even the Reds?
I'm not sure whether they're going to be able to score enough, but I think, again, with the pitching staff that they have, they're going to be able to stay in the games like they did last year. They're going to be able, as they did against the Cardinals last week, even though they had an aberration, that we're calling it around here, a 12-2 win on Friday night, they come back on Sunday and win a 2-1 game, getting a really surprising start from Edinson Volquez, who was their off-season pickup, big off-season acquisition. He was just a revelation to see what he did Sunday afternoon, after having such terrible years in Cincinnati, in San Diego, and then a terrible spring with the Pirates this year. Nobody was expecting what he gave them on Sunday, which was 5 2/3 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts. I don't think he walked a batter. If they can get that from him, they will be a team that will be able to hang around, and I think they'll score enough with McCutchen, with Alvarez, with Neil Walker, with Martin, to be in a lot of games, more games than not this year.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we are zeroing in on the National League Central. We're getting the scoop on the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're talking about some offense, but what about re-signing left-handed pitcher Francisco Liriano? I mean, he really has been just such an ace. I mean, his stats say it all. He puts away hitters. Now, he had surgery, right, that Tommy John surgery. How's he doing?
He's doing great. In fact, you know, he was the surprise of last year. I think people now, after seeing what Volquez did on Sunday, they're saying, well, is he this year's Liriano? Because Liriano was the revelation last year. Nobody knew what to expect from him. He was coming back from an off-season arm injury, and he goes out and basically pitches his way into being the ace of the staff, pitching his way to earning the start in the wild card game, which was the biggest game around here in 2 decades. And he came from nowhere, didn't start the season in the rotation because of the injury. And by the end of the year, he was the one that everybody wanted out there on that big night against Cincinnati.
Steve, would you agree with this? I mean, some say that, Francisco, that he's had some difficulty in terms of being consistent throughout his 8-year career. Do you agree with that?
I know he had some consistency issues in Minnesota, but we didn't see any of that around here last year. And through his first 2 starts this year, we haven't seen any inconsistencies. I mean, I don't know. Ray Searidge, the pitching coach here, is getting a lot of credit for making adjustments to his delivery. And for what it's worth, I mean, he was the comeback player of the year in the National League last year. I think that speaks a lot for consistency issues and for what he means to the Pirates.
Well, let's talk about another guy that means a whole lot to those Pittsburgh Pirates and what the ace of the staff, Gerrit Cole. What's your impressions of him and what he has been able to do?
He has been electric. He has been everything that you would want a number one overall draft pick to be. He came in June last year, came in with great expectations. He didn't shy away from them. He grabbed the chance by the collar and he ran with it. I mean, he won his first 4 starts last year. No Pirate pitcher had ever won his first 4 career starts in almost 100 years. He captured the imagination of the fans. I think he captured the imagination of his teammates. I can't recall a Pirate pitcher coming through the system like that and gaining the confidence of his teammates as quickly as he did. He's picked that up again this year. If there's any evidence of a sophomore slump, well, we haven't seen it yet. But again, it still is only April.
Author, sports writer Steve Zients is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Here in just a moment, we are going to talk about his new book that is out, 100 Things Pirate Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And it is interesting. I reflect on one of my conversations earlier with the Pirates Director of Player Personnel, Tyrone Brooks. And one of the things that we had talked about on our show was the relief pitching. I mean, the Pirates showed last season just how far you can go when you have a lockdown bullpen. I mean, that really is a strong point for them, too.
Oh, definitely. And I think that the rest of the major leagues realizes what the Pirates have. The common belief around here is if the starter gets you 6 innings and the Pirates have a lead, they're not going to lose it. Because you start with Tony Watson, you start with Justin Wilson early in the 7th, 8th innings. You go to Mark Melanson, you go to Jason Grilly. I mean, those guys are lights out. Tony Watson earlier this week, it was almost headlines when he gave up a run. He hadn't given up a run in 20-some innings dating to last year.
Wow!
And I mean, he's just been lights out, as have the rest. And really, I think that's a credit to General Manager Neil Huntington. He's been able to put together bullpens from spare parts, for the most part, other than Wilson and Watson. Jason Grilly had been around. Melanson had been around. Genmar Gomez, who is their long man, he's sort of their swing guy in the middle. He had been with a few teams before, so... Neil Huntington has been able to put that together, and Ray Searidge has been able to use it most effectively.
Well, I'm glad you bring up General Manager Neil Huntington and even Manager Clint Hurdle. I mean, both these guys, the news out that they extended their contracts, a 3-year extension, so that's huge. Quickly, we are out of time. Just tell all the listeners where they can go and pick up a copy of your new book, 100 Things Pirate Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die.
Okay, it's available at the Post Gazette online store at store.post-gazette.com. It's available at select Barnes & Noble stores and also at Amazon.com.
Well, it's a wonderful read, the ultimate resource guide for true Pirate fans. Thank you so much, Steve. We were short on time. We definitely want to extend an invitation and have you back again real soon. Okay, Steve?
I'd appreciate it, Alyssa. Thank you very much.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.